Good morning, church. So glad that you're here today. We do have lots of people that are visiting from various places because of the holiday. And whatever it is that brings you here today, we're just glad that you're here. And we appreciate so much that you put the Lord first on the first day of the week. The question comes in lots of different forms, but it's always the same question. Over the years of doing ministry, I have found that usually when people come into my office and are asking for some counsel, some advice, some direction, the question or the circumstances behind the question are always changing, but really the root question is always the same. What is God's will for my life? Sometimes people will come having marriage problems and wondering what the future might hold in their marriage relationship, and they want to know what is God's will in this situation. Sometimes it's some student that is transitioning from high school into the next phase of their life, now launching out to make a life on their own, and they're trying to decide what direction to go. They want to know what is God's will in this situation. Sometimes it's that a person has lost a job and they don't know what the future is going to hold now and really what course of life, what direction of life that they should go in. Again, the question is, what is God's will for my life? And I think we all want to know the answer to that question. We all at various times wonder, what am I supposed to do? We're seeking clarity. We're seeking direction from God. And I'm wondering, how is it that we find such answers? How do we find out what God's will is for our lives individually in any given situation? Well, we're all seeking wisdom. We're all seeking instruction. And we should. We should look for wisdom and insight. But this morning, I want to challenge us just a bit. Solomon was blessed to perhaps be the wisest man that's ever lived. He was given supernatural wisdom and insight into what life really is all about. And he recorded for us in several books of the Old Testament a lot of the wisdom that he accumulated through his lifetime. But there's one thing that is so intriguing about the life of Solomon, is that even though Solomon had such insight, even though he had accumulated through the gift of God so much wisdom about life, he reveals to us that if you really want to know what God's will is for your life, that's not really the question you should be asking. We really don't need more information. That's what we think we need. If I just had more information, if I just had more insight, if I just had more wisdom, if God would just give me more direction, then I would know what path to choose, I would know what decision to make, I would know which direction to walk. And yet Solomon shows us in a verse, we're just going to look at one verse this morning, in a verse in the book of Proverbs, he shows us, really, it's not about needing more information. We need more submission. The one verse I want us to look at this morning is Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5. So if you would open your Bible there, and we're going to be moving to a passage in the New Testament later in the lesson that was read for us this morning in the book of Romans. But really I want us to center our minds for the next few moments on Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5. And you perhaps have read this verse many, many times, but I want you to hear it slowly and really try to digest what the wisest man who's ever lived says about the way that you should live your life. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. Solomon is really challenging you and me here to ask ourselves the question, when it comes to my life and the decisions I make and the direction that I'm trying to find as to which direction is best, what am I really leaning on? Really now, what am I really leaning upon? Am I leaning upon my own understanding, seeking somehow God's stamp of approval upon the direction that I would really like to go? Or have I stripped myself of my own understanding and am I leaning totally upon God and trusting in Him? This morning I noticed in my bathroom as I'm getting ready to come to Bible class, I went to get a Q-tip, and I noticed on the box there's a big warning that says, "Do not insert in your ear canal." Now here's what I find so interesting about that is, that's what everybody does with a Q-tip. That's why we want Q-tips, is we want to clean out that ear canal. And what's so funny is the companies that produce these things know that's what we're using them for, but they're warning us not to use them for the very thing that we're buying them for. Now, here's my point. I think a lot of us try to use the Bible for something that the Bible itself is telling us this is not what the Bible is designed for. The Bible, I think many of us study the Bible, we read the Bible, we maybe have a daily devotional, or you've got a calendar that's got a scripture of the day on it. And why do we look at those things? Why do we read those verses of the day? Why do we read a daily devotional? Why do we feel like we need to pick up the Bible and read periodically, hopefully on a very frequent basis, read from the Bible? Because most of us are looking for some insight. We're looking for a little direction. We're looking for a little advice to make our day go better, to help us to try to somehow navigate life a little bit more efficiently. But I want us to realize this morning that the Bible is really telling us that, and we shouldn't treat the Bible this way, the Bible is not a self-help book. Bookstores across our nation have large sections called self-help, and people buy these books by the truckload every year because people are looking for a little advice, a little inspiration, a little direction. And a lot of us treat the Bible that way, like it's a self-help book. But I want us to see this morning that really God is not into self-help. I'm going to tell you in just a moment what He really is into, but He's not into self-help. The wise man Solomon here says that he encourages us, because this is the lesson he'd learned himself, to refuse to lean initially upon your own understanding. Don't prop up your decisions upon your own understanding. And I think too many of us treat the Bible, or maybe prayer, or even church attendance, like some kind of GPS system for our life. Really, we're the one driving the car, and we're driving the car where we really want it to go, but along the way, we want just a little bit of guidance to keep ourselves from driving off a cliff. But Solomon says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean upon your own understanding. God is not into self-help for us. What God is into is total surrender. If you are tempted to look at the Bible or prayer or Christian living or Bible or church attendance, if you're tempted to look at any of those things like a GPS, if you're looking for God's will in your life, treating Him that way, He is essentially saying to you and me, I'm not in that kind of business. I'm not here to give you just a little insight, to give you a little fresh inspiration, to give you a little wind beneath your wings. And if we're treating Him that way, No wonder we feel like we never know what God's will is for our lives. No wonder the answers rarely seem to come because maybe we're asking the wrong questions. God doesn't want us to treat Him or His Word like a GPS system for the car we're driving. He wants you and me to get out of the driver's seat completely and let Him behind the wheel of our lives. This verse is not saying that you should look for insight for life from God, but instead totally lean upon Him. Don't lean upon your own understanding. The answers that you and I are seeking when we ask the question, what is God's will for my life? The answers that we're seeking is not found in a little more information, a little more advice, a little more guidance, a little more insight. Instead, it is found in the person of God Himself. He has invited you and me and commanded us to lean completely upon Him. And so we don't need more information. We don't need a little more clarity and insight necessarily. What we probably need first, now it's not that we don't need instruction. It's not that we don't need some insight. But what we need first and primarily before any of that is more submission. Before information, we must start with submission. And that's why Solomon would write earlier in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, the fear of the Lord, he's talking about submission, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You see, before you're going to get any knowledge, the insight you're seeking, the knowledge you're seeking, the direction, the guidance that you so desperately want will never come unless you first start asking the right question. Unless you first, instead of starting with information request from God, you start first with complete and total submission. The beginning of knowledge, before knowledge comes, is the fear of the Lord, submission to Him. And so before we even know what the options in life are, what are the choices, what are the decisions to be made, first must be a positional stance of life where you and I lean totally upon Him. Now, God does want to clear the way. I'm convinced He does. That He wants us to know which path to choose. But it doesn't begin by asking God for more direction and more information. It begins by absolute, total submission. But you see, we don't really like that. That's not really the answer we want. We like quick answers. We like the quick, ready, answer guide. For Thanksgiving, one of the gifts that we got, we kind of exchanged gifts at Thanksgiving in Michelle's side of the family. And one of the gifts that we got was a book, a really interesting book on kind of tips for parenting. And it's a book about that thick, and Michelle's mother gave me the book, and she said, I thought you might be interested in reading this book. It might be helpful. But on the inside cover of it, there's like a little tear-off, a perforated tear-off, that's like the cliff notes on one little bookmark of all the points of that book. And she said, you can read the book and give Michelle this little note card. Michelle doesn't really particularly like to read. But we like that, don't we? We like the cliff version. Just give me the summary. Give me the sound bite. You see, we come to God that way. I know we do. Because all of us want direction from God. But let's be honest. In our culture today, and if statistics are any indication, even among Christian cultures and communities, serious Bible, personal Bible study, consistent Bible reading is on the decline. Why? Because we don't want to do the heavy lifting. We don't want to do the heavy surrender. We just want the sound bite. We want the little piece of advice, the little piece of guidance. We want, give me something practical. Give me something that can help me in today's decision in life. But in general, when you look at what the Bible has to say, the Bible does not tell you how to go about getting God's guidance. It tells you, here's an important point, it tells you what kind of person that you should become to be able to discern God's will in any given situation. You see, it's not about just give me the little piecemeal pieces of advice as I need them, the little GPS update as I travel on the road of the life that I've chosen for myself, but instead, a life of total submission to God is a life where we surrender into His hands and He molds us and transforms us and shapes us into a different kind of person. What kind of person? A kind of person who has the ability given by God to discern His will in any given situation. But you see, we don't like that because we want quick answers. But the Bible says that really, if you want to know God's will for your life, there is a kind of heart that must be developed, a type of character that must be molded in you, a kind of person that God will work His will through. These are matters of serious meditation, serious reflection, matters of prayer, matters of a habit of the heart. And all of that takes time. But we want the immediate answers. We want the immediate guidance. And so we need to get started right now. Because I may not be ready for tomorrow. In the decisions that I face, I may not know what is God's will in this situation. But you know what? If I prepare myself now, if I'm surrendering now, if I'm developing a lifestyle of complete and utter surrender, then while I may not be ready for tomorrow, if I don't get started now, I'm not going to be ready for next year. Or maybe the year after that. Paul describes for us in Romans chapter 12 the kind of person who is able to discern God's will. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. You see, this is the type of person that Paul says can discern God's will. What kind of person? The kind of person who refuses to think like the world thinks, be conformed to the world's way of thinking, refuses to lean upon your own understanding, refuses to follow your own intuition, your own emotions, your own gut feeling, but instead, you trust fully in the Lord by having your mind renewed. Well, how can you have your mind renewed so that you have the clarity to be able to discern God's will in any situation in your life? Well, the previous verse tells us precisely how. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do you hear the language of utter, total surrender? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Present your body to Him as a sacrifice, a daily living sacrifice. So again, if you want to know what God's will is for your life, maybe we need to stop asking for more information from Him. And we need to get about the business of total submission. Solomon says that is the kind of person that trusts in the Lord with all of your heart. You don't lean upon your own understanding, but you lean fully upon God. Let me see if I can illustrate this in a couple ways. This week I read an illustration I thought was helpful, and that is that a lot of us, what we really want from God is whenever we're trying to decide what to do in life or what decisions to make, we're trying to find His will. What is your will, God? What should I do in my life? And what we really want is we want God to hand us a piece of paper that has detailed for us in great specificity what to do, what not to do, what direction to take, where to turn here, where not to turn there. And we just want that. God, give me that. And then at the bottom, there's a blank where it's like, if God would just give me that and I could see it, then I would sign it gladly. I would sign it. But in reality, the true sense of the situation is that we should take a blank piece of paper, sign our name to the bottom, and hand it to God and say, you fill out the rest. I'm going to surrender to whatever it is. Another illustration that might be helpful. If God is truly the architect of your life, if He knows what plans are laid out for you even before you make any decisions, if He is truly the architect of your life, then will you trust Him fully to do His work of being the architect and drawing up all the blueprints? Because really what you and I are in the grand scheme of things are like subcontractors. Where at this moment, what I have presented before me is that I'm in the bathroom laying the tile. And all I know is that I've been hired to lay this tile. And it's really none of my business to question the design of the architect. Well, why did you put the bathroom here? If it was me, I'd have put it over here. Or why'd you put a wall here? I would have put a wall there. That's not any of your business. You're just hired to be the subcontractor to lay the tile. Don't question the architect. Trust the architect. Trust the blueprint. And you don't have to know what the blueprint is. You've been given a task of this day to live. You don't know what the future holds, but you've been given this moment. And in this moment, surrender your hands, the work of your hands, completely to the Lord. And trust the architect. So how do you find out what God's will is for your life? Maybe you stop asking. And the first thing you do is start surrendering. Because really, we probably don't need more information. What we need is total surrender. As Psalm 143 verse 10 says, teach me to do your will. Listen to what the psalmist says there. He doesn't say, Lord, show me your will. He says, teach me to do your will. When we offer our lives to God, He transforms us. He molds us into the kind of person who will be able to discern God's will. And this is the first thing. If you miss this, you're perhaps going to be continuing to ask the question and not get any answers. Because it begins with trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And do not lean upon your own understanding. Next Sunday, this is the fifth Sunday of the month, and so next Sunday is the first Sunday of the month, and so we have an odd situation here where we have two Sundays back to back where we do not have small groups. And so what I thought we would do is lay the groundwork here this morning about how to find God's will for your life is first by total surrender. And once we have embraced that, then we're in a position to ask the more practical question of, in any situation in life, how can I perhaps find the best course of action that is within the scope of a totally surrendered life? And so next week, God willing, we'll look and explore some things that can assist us in finding God's will after we have made the decision to completely surrender to whatever that will might be. And so I hope that you'll be here next Sunday as we continue these thoughts. Let me ask you this morning, have you made the decision to completely surrender your life to God? Because if you've not, then maybe there's a reason why you feel deep down that you're wandering aimlessly without any direction or guidance, and you're desperately wanting to know what His will is. Well, if you really want His will first and foremost is for you to completely give your life over. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow after His Son, Jesus Christ. If we can help you this morning in surrendering your life completely, heart, soul, mind, and strength, to the architect of your life, to the Savior who came to give His life for you, we would encourage you to make your need known. We would love to pray with you. If you've got a prayer need, we'll have a shepherd of this church up front. Also some in private in the hallway, down the hallway in the library, if you've got some prayer needs, or if you're ready to surrender your life to Christ in repentance and baptism, we'd like to talk to you more about it, or if you need a personal Bible study. If we can help you in any way, come to Christ as we stand and as we sing.